the property, and that's how the place became the family compound, which really is just 5 houses and 1 bachelor pad, surrounded by a high wall to keep strangers out, and lots of us grandkid cousins dressed in each other's hand-me-downs. But now, everybody but us left for the United States of America, I say sadly. "That's where I'm from," Sammy says, puffing out his chest as if someone is going to pin a medal on it. "Greatest country in the world." I want to contradict him and say that my own country is the greatest. But I'm not sure anymore after what Lucinda told me about us having a dictator who makes everybody hang his picture on their walls. "Want me to teach you the property?" I offer, eager to change the subject. When he stares back blankly, I know I haven't said what I want to say in English. "You mean, do I want you to show it to me?" I hang my head with embarrassment. "No big deal," he adds. "I never do good in English, and it's my native language." I like him instantly for not making fun of me. "Let me tell my mom," he says before we set off. When he comes running back out, a tall, red-headed woman wearing a frilly apron stands at the door waving hello to me. We spend the rest of the afternoon exploring the compound, the lily pond with wishing coins we can't see at the bottom because it's gotten so slimy. The old Taino cemetery, where Mundin discovered a carved stone Chucha said would bring rain. The wild, overgrown plot where my garden aunt Mimi will someday build a house if she ever gets married. Showing it off to somebody makes